Episode 57 of the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. Today we'll read Exodus 37, where Bezalel expertly builds the ark and other items for the tabernacle, and Matthew chapter 9, where Jesus calls one of the lowliest of Jewish society to follow him. And our text today is from the World English Bible. Exodus chapter 37. Bezalel made the ark of acacia wood. Its length was 2.5 cubits, and its width 1.5 cubits, and 1.5 cubits its height. He overlaid it with pure gold inside and outside, and made a molding of gold for it around it. He cast 4 rings of gold for it in its 4 feet, even 2 rings on its one side and 2 rings on its other side. He made poles of acacia wood and overlaid them with gold. He put the poles into the rings on the sides of the ark to bear the ark. He made a mercy seat of pure gold. Its length was 2.5 cubits, and 1.5 cubits its width. He made 2 cherubim of gold. He made them of beaten work at the 2 ends of the mercy seat, 1 cherub at the one end, and 1 cherub at the other end. He made the cherubim of 1 piece with the mercy seat at its 2 ends. The cherubim spread out their wings on high, covering the mercy seat with their wings, with their faces toward one another. The faces of the cherubim were toward the mercy seat. He made the table of acacia wood. Its length was 2 cubits, its width was 1 cubit, and its height was 1.5 cubits. He overlaid it with pure gold, and made a gold molding around it. He made a border of 1 hand width around it, and made a golden molding on its border around it. He cast 4 rings of gold for it, and put the rings in the 4 corners that were on its 4 feet. The rings were close by the border, the places for the poles to carry the table. He made the poles of acacia wood and overlaid them with gold to carry the table. He made the vessels which were on the table, its dishes, its spoons, its bowls, and its pitchers with which to pour out, of pure gold. He made the lampstand of pure gold. He made the lampstand of beaten work. Its base, its shaft, its cups, its buds, and its flowers were of 1 piece with it. There were 6 branches going out of its sides, 3 branches of the lampstand out of its one side, and 3 branches of the lampstand out of its other side. 3 cups made like almond blossoms in 1 branch, a bud and a flower, and 3 cups made like almond blossoms in the other branch, a bud and a flower. So for the 6 branches going out of the lampstand. In the lampstand were 4 cups made like almond blossoms, its bud and its flowers. And a bud under 2 branches of 1 piece with it, and a bud under 2 branches of 1 piece with it, and a bud under 2 branches of 1 piece with it, for the 6 branches going out of it. Their buds and their branches were of 1 piece with it. The whole thing was 1 beaten work of pure gold. He made its 7 lamps, and its snuffers, and its snuff dishes of pure gold. He made it of 1 talent of pure gold, with all its vessels. He made the altar of incense of acacia wood. It was square. Its length was 1 cubit, and its width 1 cubit. Its height was 2 cubits. Its horns were of 1 piece with it. He overlaid it with pure gold, its top, its sides around it, and its horns. He made a gold molding around it. He made 2 golden rings for it under its molding crown, on its 2 ribs, on its 2 sides, for places for poles with which to carry it. He made the poles of acacia wood and overlaid them with gold. He made the holy anointing oil and the pure incense of sweet spices after the art of the perfumer. Matthew chapter 9. He entered into a boat and crossed over and came into his own city. Behold, they brought him to a man who was paralyzed, lying on a bed. Jesus, seeing their faith, said to the paralytic, "Son, cheer up, your sins are forgiven you." Behold, some of the scribes said to themselves, "This man blasphemes." Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, "Why do you think evil in your hearts? For which is easier, to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," then he said to the paralytic, "Get up and take your mat and go up to your house." He arose and departed to his house. But when the multitudes saw it, they marveled and glorified God, who had given such authority to men. As Jesus passed by from there, he saw a man called Matthew sitting at the tax collection office. He said to him, "Follow me." He got up and followed him. As he sat in the house, behold, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat down with Jesus and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw it, they said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" When Jesus heard it, he said to them, "Those who are healthy have no need for a physician, but those who are sick do. But you go and learn what this means: I desire mercy and not sacrifice. For I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Then John's disciples came to him, saying, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast often, but your disciples don't fast?" Jesus said to them, "Can the friends of the bridegroom mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them, and then they will fast. No one puts a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, for the patch would tear away from the garment, and a worse hole is made. Neither do people put new wine into old wineskins, or else the skins would burst, and the wine be spilled, and the skins ruined. No, they put new wine into fresh wineskins, and both are preserved." While he told these things to them, behold, a ruler came and worshipped him, saying, "My daughter has just died, but come and lay your hand on her, and she will live." Jesus got up and followed him, as did his disciples. Behold, a woman who had an issue of blood for 12 years came behind him and touched the fringe of his garment, for she said within herself, "If I just touch his garment, I will be made well." But Jesus, turning around and seeing her, said, "Daughter, cheer up. Your faith has made you well." And the woman was made well from that hour. When Jesus came into the ruler's house, he saw the flute players and the crowd in noisy disorder. He said to them, "Make room, because the girl isn't dead, but sleeping." They were ridiculing him. But when the crowd was put out, he entered in, took her by the hand, and the girl arose. The report of this went out into all that land. As Jesus passed by from there, 2 blind men followed him, calling out and saying, "Have mercy on us, Son of David." When he had come into the house, the blind men came to him. Jesus said to them, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" They told him, "Yes, Lord." Then he touched their eyes, saying, "According to your faith, be it done to you." Their eyes were opened. Jesus strictly commanded them, saying, "See that no one knows about this." But they went out and spread abroad his fame in all that land. As they went out, behold, a mute man who was demon-possessed was brought to him. When the demon was cast out, the mute man spoke. The multitudes marveled, saying, "Nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "By the prince of the demons he casts out demons." Jesus went about all the cities and the villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and every sickness among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were harassed and scattered, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest indeed is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Pray therefore that the Lord of the harvest will send out laborers into his harvest." May God bless the reading of his word. I wonder how long it took for Bezalel and his helpers to build these items. It had to have taken many hundreds of man-hours, right? Everything was done by hand, and the gold was not cast, but hand-worked, so it was pounded into shape, I think. How beautiful it must have been. Think of all the detail and care, and yes, love, that went into it. And as I sit here thinking about it, I'm reminded that believers are called the temple of the Holy Spirit in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. And we're not wrought by the hands of man, but of God. Psalm 139 says, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb," talking about God. And it goes on to say that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Now, knowing that the tabernacle was the precursor of the temple, and that the temple was the precursor to the believer, it makes sense that God would give instructions to build the tabernacle with such intricate details, doesn't it? And in Matthew, we see that the more Jesus connected with the people, the more the religious leaders found fault with him. He was meeting them where they hurt, people of every walk of life, from the lowliest beggars to people of wealth and authority. He gave each of them the time they needed, healing their bodies and forgiving their sins. Why do you suppose he told some of them not to tell anyone? Let's talk about it on the LifeSpring Facebook group, lifespringmedia.com/Facebook. And you may have noticed that I missed a couple of days. Oh my gosh, I am just not as young as I used to be. I finished installing my mother-in-law's hardwood floor, and it took a couple of days before I could move again. So I decided to take the weekend off. Plus, of course, Sunday was Mother's Day, so I wanted to spend time with the lovely lady Leanne, the mother of my boys. I'm actually thinking about taking Sundays off anyway. That way, if you get behind a bit, you'll have a chance to catch up, and it gives me a weekly break. Now, wait a minute. That sounds sort of familiar, doesn't it? Something about the Sabbath? Work 6 days, take a day off? Let me know your thoughts. You think that'd be okay with you? You can email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com, or you can comment at the Facebook group at lifespringmedia.com/Facebook. And don't forget that you can listen to the show on Stitcher. And if you haven't commented at the iTunes store, now would be a good time to do it. So I'll talk to you tomorrow. May God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.